I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990. My name's Jake Smith, and would you bloody believe it? I'm out the back of Mum and Dad's house. They've fucked off for the afternoon.
Where have they gone?
They're down at the RSL, slapping away my inheritance.
Beauty.
But that doesn't matter because I've finished my little teary,
nice.
And now I've headed out.
Finish your teary.
When you say that, having a cry. I've headed out the back, and I've invited someone over. He's my little mate, but he's not in my grade.
I'm from a few grades.
He's not even one grade below me. He's significantly younger. It's my little mate, Peter James. How are you, buddy?
Hello, you, mate. Good to see you.
Good.
Yeah, we're back, baby. We're back for another week of Horn Diggity Doggity. And what are we going to talk about today, Jake? What have you had a little peruse?
I've got a couple of ideas here. I think, how long has it been since we've done a smutty one? What was last week's?
Last week's was
that about the spadger?
A couple of blokes are from up north, a guy moulding the torsos.
Oh, that one that had a lot of breastages.
Norkies. But the other one...
Norkomania. The other one was the fella who does the mannequins.
That was the torsos.
Oh, sorry. Okay. And then, so we haven't done the horny one for a while.
Yeah, that hasn't been a real fucking horny one.
So,
which makes me think you want to have a horny one today. Let's have a horny one. Treat yourself.
I've just done... We need a name for the phenomenon. But when you look at an article and you go, is this the one? And then it jumps out at you like
the
a
word.
Magic eye. Where I go, oh, it's a sailing ship. Like all of a sudden the key, the Rosetta Stone has been unlocked and a phrase just jumps out of your listeners. You don't know what I'm talking about until you get one of these magazines.
Is it worth saying the phrase right now, cold, and then we can hear when it comes up later?
No.
Okay.
Because I would like you to, as we've done in the past... Tell me when you think it's the phrase that I just saw.
Beauty. Love
okay,
that.
Okay, fantastic. Well, this one, listeners, is called Says You.
Yay. Haven't had one of those for a while.
Now the prompt here is that the Picture Magazine is inviting listeners to send us jokes, cartoons, poems, whatever. I reckon mainly those three. And if we publish them, you'll get a Nurse Nancy t-shirt. Send them to Says You at the Picture, GPO Box 5201, Sydney, New South Wales. Now here, we've got a couple of different things, right? It looks like we've got, for the most part, three different articles written in, and then we've got a couple of cartoons.
Great.
So I'm going to start off, if that's
please,
okay, Peter.
Absolutely. Be my guest. Okay. Read away, my
fantastic.
Friend.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Now, it says here, this submission is Pantyhose Fancier Gets Up Tights.
Well, here we go.
So a little pun there.
Yeah,
he's getting up tight.
Work.
So someone who fancies... Yeah. Pantyhoses.
Yeah, and he's getting up tights. It's sort of signifying that he's inside the tights of some... Yeah, it'll be great. I'm
close
excited.
To spadge.
Close to... Super close to... About as close... When you're in the tights...
No.
Unless you've gotten kind of stuck around the knee...
Shit.
If you're knee and above...
Yeah.
You are so close to the
so
spadge.
So close to the spadge. But... If you're down all the way at the tippy, I'm assuming these are closed in pantyhose with little sockies.
And I'm assuming this was written by a small frog or some insect that could easily get inside.
A bed bug.
A bed bug, if you will. We read away.
Okay.
Off we go.
Okay. I hope he finds his way to the spadger. Fuck me. It says, I've been buying the Picture since the first ever edition. Although I have enjoyed every issue, I have one small complaint. You have not had one issue about my favourite turn-on, which is pantyhose.
Okay.
Black, red, purple, plain. anything whatsoever would be great. Well, he's done the whole spectrum.
Yeah, every colour.
Every colour. My favourite colours. Every colour of the rainbow. The black, red, purple and plain. Plain. Lovely. By which he means that brown. Like.
Yeah, the tan, neutral.
Pop it on the head, rub the 7-Eleven.
Yes. The way we all use them.
Yeah, absolutely. First time I saw a woman wearing one, I was like, look at this fucking idiot.
Can't believe she's wearing my robbing costume on her legs.
You're going to get your leg arrested. Anyways, it says here, I would love to see an issue devoted to girls wearing pantyhose. Now, especially with...
You got this, Matt.
I would love to see an issue devoted to girls wearing pantyhose, especially with no undies and nice hairy smooths.
Mm-hmm.
We've had big boobs, shaved smooths, bute bums, and never-ending stockings and garter combinations for years now. And to tell you the truth, I've passed my turn-on stage with the latter.
All right, okay.
That was, by the way... Big boobs, shave smooths, and bute bums is what jumped out.
So he's,
at me.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Is he saying he's gone past being turned on by those, or he's gone past now being turned on by pantyhose?
No, he's saying by turned on by the latter. So that is big boob. Well, he's tried to sound fucking smart, but he's fucked it here. Big boobs, shaved smooths, bute bums, and never ending stockings and garter combinations. The latter, yeah. So those. That's what he's over.
Right.
It sounds like a warm up for a. The drama class?
Yeah.
Big boobs, shaved smooths, bute bums.
She sells shaved smooths by the seashore.
Just a Sheila out there on the beach shaving a smooth.
Just a sex worker down by the fucking swimming between the flags.
Oh, got caught in a rip. It says, maybe you could call the issue the pictures pantyhose on parade. It could even include... models, homies, and even some sneak peeks of girls or celebs going about their everyday business. I hope you consider my request. I look forward to an answer. I look forward to an issue like this with great anticipation. From the pantyhose lover in Queensland. Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, bros, I know the picture's going to answer this now, but
right,
mate, just get a biro.
Pardon?
If you want the pantyhose on all the Sheilas...
Are you saying to draw them on?
Just etch it in. It's probably the easiest one to etch in. Like, you don't... Like even if you'd have to draw a blouse or something like that,
yeah.
That's hard because you've got it at the billows. You draw a skirt. You might not be a great drawer. I reckon I could put stockings on every Sheila in this. Give me, like, fucking a bic in 15 minutes. Just crisscross it. Have a wank.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't personally, but the pantyhose lover here from Queensland...
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but there is like a certain, you'd think, well, what is the fetish, right? Let's dive into what is a pantyhose fetish. It's not about the pantyhose, is it? It's about the way that the pantyhose, I would imagine,
it's about,
sort of constrict or shape the body. That's what I think.
Okay.
Because if you were just attracted to pantyhose, you just get a packet of pantyhose and jerk off to that, right? But yep. It's about them being on a woman and being... Of course, we love those. But and I think it's the smooth sort of being...
Well, for the listeners at home, Peter is now looking like... You look like the fucking the UNICEF photo of the refugee kid against the fence in the camp that goes for just $1 a day. That's what you're doing. You want the smooth to be doing a bit.
No, I don't want the smooth.
You
want the smooth pantyhose lover.
Bosnia 1995.
No.
Please help.
No, in my
fucking God.
The smooth. It's about the smooth being, I would imagine, pressed up against the pantyhose.
Yeah.
Like a sort of a bad guy being pressed against a cop car window or something.
Yeah, that was much nicer than my Bosnia camp.
Like a cartoon bad guy running into like a plane of glass, like, and then he slides down.
Oh, yeah. Leaving a little trail. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. A slick, an oil slick.
Yeah.
That's what I think is the thing. So the if you're drawing it on, you're not going to get the press effect that you're after.
I personally, I don't know if you've... Have you ever... Please don't name names or anything here, but have you ever involved stockings in the bedroom? On the
Cynthia
show?
Johnson, 2009. No.
No.
Have you?
Wearing stockings as part of lingerie. Yeah.
Putting them. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously,
yeah. But that. I think that's still got the lingerie appeal where it's like, I don't know what it is, but you're like, oh, that's fancy. That's something. I don't know what's going on in the unlocks.
Is it the tearing off?
No, I respect fabric.
You folding it all at the end of the bed?
I have torn once at request, and I remember going...
And it was my banjo strap.
At request. It's like, oh, you know.
Tear this
and,
off.
And then I was like, even the whole time, I was like, oh, this is wasteful.
Yeah.
Like, my Irish Catholic upbringing, while already not agreeing with what was happening, was like, wowee, this is waste not, want not. You're going to have to eat that whole pantyhose. my dad caught me ripping a pantyhose. He goes, sit me down, make me finish the whole pack. Eat them all.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, man. So you just rip and then they stay on, but just...
I personally don't understand.
Work around
I don't understand. But the idea of this, he wants... I don't get the idea of the pantyhose being attractive. Maybe some stockings, sure. But when it comes up actually over everything else, it's very strange. Mm. I can understand stockings like a thigh high, but... Anyways. And
it must be... Yeah, it must just be the... You know, the pulling up of... It's almost like a wedgie sort of situation. You know what I mean? Is that what you're looking for is you're looking for that imprint. You know, you're looking for that... What you need, if you're a pantyhose lover, you need a... Because if you obviously like the imprint,
sure.
Right? I don't like how you're looking at me like, where's this going? Because
yeah.
I don't know either, mate. So don't, if you think I've got an answer for you, I think what you need to do is you need to pop over to Nat Geo, right? If you're just looking for the imprint, you got to pop over to Nat Geo, get one of those nail... You know, those that box of nails that you press your face into and shit? And you need to go and find some willing participant to press their smoo into the thing... Leave an indentation. You just got that there. You don't have to waste pantyhose. You don't have to worry about the picture. You got your imprint.
You do have to worry
or
about
it. Or you could put your fucking pantyhose on the imprint. Imagine walking into a bloke's house. He's got one of those Nat Geo things and there's a smooth pressed into it and he's just got pantyhose pulled tight on it.
Imagine that. That is the most painful fleshlight. That's like the the fleshlight meets the nail, the bed of nails.
Yeah.
They go, once you do it, it's surprisingly relaxing.
You know what I mean by the nail? You can picture the nail thing, right? Where it's not nails.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
With the little sheet of Perspex over it.
Yeah. And then all you do as a kid, and you put your root finger into it.
Yes, absolutely. All you did as a kid was just go, ah.
Look, it's my fucking face. Look, yeah. It's a root
so
finger.
So creepy.
Yeah. I used to like going root finger and then do like, the little knuckles on either side and press that in, go little dick in the thing.
Yeah, that's a good one. That
one. Bit rude.
So let's see what the picture says back to this pantyhose lover. It says, Mr. Lover. Very funny. They are funny sometimes.
Yeah, they do well. Yeah.
It says, Mr. Lover, we hear you, man. We really hear you. We're sending you Sextra's Fishnet Fantasy issue and dropping in this ace shot of Candy, a homegirl from issue 426. Is this the kind of thing you're talking about, but with bulk, bushy pubes?
Sick.
And then he's just got a photo there. And that pantyhose... See, that's a very 90s pantyhose. Listeners, it's coming up to above her navel.
Yeah, and also a very thick, like each... You know how you can get the different...
different
what are they called? Shit.
Not thread
shit,
count.
Different thread count. The thread count on those, six. Six. They're six basically thread. Rope.
What are you saying? That's
that seems like a very like, you know, you get ones that are more like it's
fine,
more fine, so it's less obvious that it's like hat.
So that's like, but that's a fishnet stockings.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like you don't see that sort of style getting around very much.
Probably not in polite company, I wouldn't think. Do you know what I mean?
Not in polite company.
I don't know.
Just around really nice people.
I don't know. I haven't noticed. But Sheila, listeners, are you still wearing stockings, pantyhose? What are they? Is that still getting around? I think in maybe a corporate world, but I
yeah. But I feel like it's more the fine. I guess you wouldn't. Who am I to say? But that maybe that is just a specific for a sexual encounter type of.
Yes, pantyhose. I mean, fishnet stockings have the connotation of sex workers and strippers and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I mean, you wouldn't really see fishnet in a corporate setting, would you? Unless you worked at Whores Incorporated. I don't know.
Whores Incorporated. Bracket into society.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you this one. You can read the next one.
Oh, please.
Right
I'd next love, to the, I'd absolutely
picture of the
love
shield
to.
With the baps out.
Right next to the this down here. The
No. Up, so the shield with the fishnet to the right, it says something collection.
Oh, yeah. Okay, they've combined. Yes, I see what you're saying. Alrighty. Collection rejection.
Mm.
Any theories on what this might be?
Mm.
I think it has something to do with the sperm bank.
Oh, that's good. No, collection rejection. I reckon that is he's got a big collection of fucking weird little things, and then Sheila's when they come over, they don't like it. As in, he's got a big collection of sex toys, or he's got a collection of pornos, or whatever, yep. And someone's shaming him for collecting such a weird item.
All right, so there we go. Two options. Okay. As much as it breaks my heart, the time has come for me to part with my collection of picture mags.
Yes, cunt! Wait, because I am about to die, and people are going to clean out my house.
I would hate for nothing more than for these magazines to be discovered and audibly recorded for posterity for many years to come.
Pun intended.
So he's going to get rid of his picture mags. The reasons for which are too long and boring for you to give a rat's about. I'm sure this is going to be very interesting. So I figured if I was to give them away to another caring picture reader, I may be able to con a Nurse Nancy t-shirt out of you. All the potential new owner need do is pick them up. The mags run from issue 327 to the current one. Any interested reader can call me on 0410 840 3688.
Piss off.
Brian Nixon.
You're not.
0410.
Hold on.
No, 0418.
Yeah.
403.
Yeah.
688. Brian Nixon.
You're kidding me.
0418.
Yeah, I know.
403-688. Oh my God. Please, Brian, please.
Hello?
We heard his voice.
What happens if he calls back? I wasn't going to talk to the fucking guy.
If he calls back, give me the phone. That was a live answering.
I know. I panicked.
What an absolutely blown opportunity.
Is he going to call back?
I don't know, but we heard his voice. That fucking sure sounded like a Brian to me.
Should we text him?
Play the tape. This is you for the edit. Rewind. I want to hear him again right now. He fucking said, hey. He said, hey. We heard Brian Nixon.
Wait, can we Google that? Is this borderline story? No, they published it.
They did publish 0418.
Stop saying it. We'll bleep one of the numbers in this thing so people don't harass him.
If he bleeps the first number, it's a zero. If he bleeps the second number, it's a four. If he bleeps the third number, it's a one. Followed by 840-688. Just for those of you.
Really, mate. That is amazing.
Hey. Oh, what if that's the phone? What if he just bought a phone for anyone that potentially wants to buy
this? Does it say where he is?
Sans, how do you say that?
Sans suit. Oh, I don't know how to say it either.
In New South Wales.
Fuck, cunt. That's amazing. Should I have spoken to him?
I mean,
it's weird. Also, I realise that this phone's registered the business and I'm not on private. Ah, well, whatever.
Wow. So, that's really exciting. That's really done an exciting feeling for me.
Could it be the same phone number since...
I mean, what is this? What's this one?
1996, this one.
It's unlikely, probably.
I mean, I've had the same number since 2004.
My dad's had the same number for as long as I've been alive.
Which is less than 1996.
This is true. But, I mean, people have numbers for a long time. Oh.
Do we text him?
Hi, Brian. Sorry, we panicked. We are two private investigators. No.
Two investigators of privates.
Hello, is this Brian Nixon? Do we text? Is this Brian Nixon?
No, because then I really don't want to have to explain to him how...
Yeah.
And he's going to talk to all his other mates who are in the picture club. And they're going to say, this podcast has been taking the piss out of...
Well, we used to fucking wank off. We used to have a fucking collection.
Man,
what if he starts crying because he's gotten rid of all his magazines and he's like, oh.
I was really hoping for a voicemail is what I was hoping for.
I was hoping for a conversation. I thought that we were going to have a chat to him. Hello, is this Brian Nixon? Hi, my name is... This is how I do it.
Yeah.
My name is Peter James.
Well, why don't you do it? Why don't you ring him off your phone?
Because I don't want to.
Well, you ring him off your phone. Do you want to do it? What do you think?
What if it's... I was just... is this Brian Nixon? I'm just calling my grandfather, who was known to many of his friends as Boxy, recently passed away. And I'm just calling some old friends that I found in his... Do you know a Boxy?
No.
Do you know...
Mate, I reckon if you do call him, just go straight out with it. Hey, mate, I found a bunch of these old magazines. And is this Brian Nixon? Just go, hi, is that Brian?
Fucking hell.
How's everyone? Just go, hey, mate, sorry. I literally found this number in an old magazine called The Picture. I just wanted to see if this number was still real. I'm sorry to bother you, but it is.
403-688. Oh, I fucking hate this. We're not reading the other.
You have reached the message bank of 0418.
Damn it. He's got wary.
An opportunity lost is an opportunity lost. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Well, if we get a call back, we will most certainly answer. But if not, what a thrill to fucking hear, hey, what? Anyway. The picture then says, the T-shirt's on its way, Brian. But does this mean that, bracket, sniff, like they're crying, you're going to stop reading our top little mag?
Oh, well, maybe we could have asked him that.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. It says that you've stopped reading the picture and you tried to get rid of all your things. You got the T-shirt. Why did you stop reading the picture? And also, how did you stop? Because we would love to know.
Yeah, we're locked into this fucking inevitable podcast. All right. It says here. Okay, the next one here says, the long arm of the law. And this is from Poets Posse. Oh, I think this is a poem.
Fantastic news.
Oh my God, that's 2 weeks in a row we've had poems. Okay, here
we go. Far away.
Okay, it says, sorry, mate. I'm really sorry. I'm not trying to, I am trying to get through this.
Yeah, no, I'm totally understanding where you're coming from.
A spoilt little rich bitch spinning.
Go on.
A spoilt little rich bitch speeding in daddy's car. I caught her in my speed trap, sneered happily. Aha!
Okay.
You know, cops, when they catch someone, they go, ah, I've got you speeding. a spoiled little rich bitch speeding in daddy's car. I caught her in my speed trap, sneered happily. Uh-huh. She looked up at me sulkily, saying with a pout, come on, Mr. Officer. Can't we work this out?
Oh, something tells me this is heading to a very sexual place.
Fuck. I shook my head and muttered, it'll never come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What do you reckon?
Something about the bottom.
You reckon?
But I think
what,
they're going to say.
You think they've crowbarred in the famous line that police say to turn down bribes? It'll never come to pass.
Yeah.
Rather than just saying no, it'll never come to pass.
Okay.
So I shook my head and muttered, it'll never come to pass. And she pushed her boobs together, muttering, I take it up the ass. Fuck. Why are they both muttering? Those are both things that you don't mutter. Because muttering's like, We'll never come to pass. And she's pushed her boobs together, going, no, I take it for the ass. That's a mutter.
Huge crowbar.
Yeah.
Imagine, yeah, all the other things he tried to do. Like, sorry, miss, I'm busy. And then he goes, bracket, pronounced bussy.
Sorry, miss. My favorite trade route is the Suez Canal, but pronounced canal.
My favorite character in the Harry Potter films is Dobby.
Oh, I must get home and I must go hurry to lunch with my foreign friend Gingabash.
Oh, I used to live in Europe and we'd clear the driveway in winter. We'd call it a snow job.
Hey, before that, I used to work as a personal trainer. I called it a slim job. Anyways. Okay, so they're both muttered. They're muttering now. So this, so she's going, I love the idea of muttering it. It should be, I shook my head and said, it'll... See, even I shook my head and said, it'll never come to pass. She pushed her boobs together, purring, I take it up the ass. Much better, but they both muttered it for some reason. Maybe they got purring. Speech impediments. Yeah, purring. Purring's nice a work. Great one. I pondered for a minute as I checked her with a frown. I'll see what I can do. Now get your knickers down. Oh, this is... Oh, my word, Peter. I have really fucked up reading this one. This should be you. I bent her over the bonnet. He's done over, like oa, with the, you know,
oh,
they
I bent
did
it
oa.
Yeah,
to say over in one syllable. Yep. Classic poetic device. I bent her over the bonnet, and she begin to sing as one by one my fingers sank into her ring.
Oh, God. Sank.
Sank. Oh, like quicksand. Fuck! Oh, this is...
First thing first, don't panic. Second, cry for help. Third...
You were speeding. It would have been easier to write you a ticket.
Sank like she's doing a handstand and it's just falling in.
The valley, it did echo with her passionate howls. Oh, you're taking her.
No.
You were taking...
Howls? Howls.
Yeah.
Please give me the
magazine. You're taking over. So it goes, the I can't read anymore, bros. That's fucking disgraceful.
Howls. Well, where could we be going on this sinky little trip? The valley did echo with her passionate howls as I prodded and stretched deeper in her bowels.
Oh, my word.
Goodness me.
Go to church. Fucking hell.
I glanced down at her face as her eyes began to water. And I thought to myself, well, I guess they order.
Oh.
Upsetting.
Oh.
Being the town's only copper, I kept probing deeper and bolder. Okay.
My favorite X-Files detective is Agent Mulder. It was popular at the time. Go on.
It's a different rhyme scheme. Being the town's only copper, I kept probing deeper and bolder. A real pig in shit right up to my shoulder.
Oh, okay.
And that is the origin story of Jeff Dunham.
Fuck. That is...
Is that the puppet guy?
Yeah.
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 Asked her what her name was, and she said, I'm Akmal, the dead terrorist. That's from O Wild, like Oscar Wilde.
That
said, I'm on.
And have they responded to that and just said, you fucking grub?
It just says, send more, Oscar.
Send more. That was absolutely minging.
That was sick.
Oh, my God. You know what? I actually don't even want to talk to it as much anymore, but that is... Why? Ow.
Bit yucky, really.
It is yucky.
A bit yuck.
It is yucky. No, it's weird. Good. It's also so, hey, I'm not going to yuck your yum. If you're up for it, you know, go for it. Hey, behind closed doors, consenting adults.
That's why it's the long arm of the law. That's why the palm's
the long arm of the law. So wait, was he... Sorry, was he... At any point, did he put his penis in there?
No, he had his whole arm inside the woman.
Oh my God, up to his shoulder.
Yeah, hence the puppetry little gag I made. So he's had his...
Oh, I'm sorry, I completely...
No, so he's had his whole arm up her bum. Because that's what they like.
Oh my God.
That's what chicks like.
That is disgraceful. Also, you would have to assume a lack of a lubricant, unless he's someone's come prepared with a Vaso.
He is a cop.
I mean, why am I trying to poke holes, no pun intended, in this? Why am I trying to poke holes in this story that clearly didn't happen? I'm like,
Are you trying to tell me that you don't think it's real that he had his whole arm inside a woman's ass, Jake? Detective, you've absolutely cracked, no pun intended, the case.
It's so funny.
Well, that's great. Says you, you've done it again.
What a weird bribe. What a weird bribe would she be like? They're both muttering to each other.
Yeah, I bet when she said, I take it up the ass, she didn't think he would interpret that as your whole arm.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that...
We'd go with your penis or something.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, fingers start, as everyone knows, and then once everyone's comfortable and consenting, blah, 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 very good, and then that, blah, blah, blah. But no, he's gone, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put... Like, wouldn't you? She probably's never spun again, because she might be dead from having a man's arm inside her body.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Well, there we go. Another wonderful edition of Smut Club 1990. If any of my beautiful girlfriends, Annie's family, are listening to this, sorry. If the punters from the club the other night are listening to this... You're welcome.
Thanks, and we'll see you again. I'm sorry those two pissed to flirt any further.
God bless you all. Thank you so much for coming in. Good Chat Comedy Club every week. Laughing Art Comedy every Monday. We'll be back.
Thanks, Peter.
Very soon.
Thanks, Peter.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.